Hello, and welcome to the podcast Expect Butterflies, the Law of Attraction channel with Alora Cheek. And I'm here to talk to you about conscious creation. How do we keep doing that thing called allowing? Allow. Welcome. Hello, and welcome to episode 4 of the podcast Expect Butterflies with your host, Alora Cheek. Still in her slippers, but actually not in the basement, and it's daytime, so woo! totally new experience here. Trying not to get distracted, looking out the window, seeing the amazing spring that is happening. I am just loving this weather. So here's what I'm going to talk about today. I started the podcast, and then I started to get doubt started to creep in, worry started to creep in, upset started to creep in. I started to think, who am I to do a podcast? Why am I doing this? I should just stop. Is it any good? All of those thoughts. And I'm going to talk about that, because that voice or that worry is what stops so many of us, and probably all of us at some point, from doing things that we're called to do. And what I mean by called is we're inspired to do it. We want to do it. We have fun while we're doing it. So the first episode that I recorded, I had so much fun recording that episode. And part of it was because I think nobody was involved. Nobody knew about it. It was just literally me in my basement going, this is so much fun. They have apps for this. When I started looking into podcasting years ago, you'd have to upload your own audio and edit your own audio, and you'd have to become a sound editor. And the equipment wasn't good. You'd have to buy special things. Now the phones are amazing. The headsets are amazing. They upload everything for you. You don't even have to figure out how to. Anyway, the technology is fantastic. And then I was like, oh, this is so much easier than writing an article, which I love writing. I have a degree in English. But again, time consuming. And I wanted to use the time I would spend writing doing other things with my children. So here's what happened. I had this amazing thing, but then I published it, and that's when all this stuff came in. And I have to remember once again, oh my gosh, get out of my bubble. It's not your fault. I'm putting you in there. I'm putting everybody in there. I'm putting other people in my bubble. And what I mean is this, and honestly, once I apply this tool, and that's why I'm passing it on, I no longer have conflict about creating things and putting them out there, okay? Which, and it could be anything. It could be a podcast, it could be an article, it could be an Instagram post, but like literally anything. It could be an idea, a show, anything that I am creating and putting out there. This solves the problem of feeling horrible afterwards if you're gonna do that. And it goes like this. I imagine a bubble. And when I say a bubble, I mean like actually a bubble, like you're blowing a bubble in the backyard with bubble stuff. Or if you've seen the movie, The Wizard of Oz, Glinda, the good witch, she floats around in a bubble. I literally picture like a big soap bubble. And inside that bubble is me, right? My inner being, the other person, my inner being, my soul, whatever you want to call that, right? That greater part of me, that greater part of me, and then the thing, whether it's an idea that hasn't been put out there yet, or it's an actual thing I've put out. And again, it could be something more small, like a post on Instagram, or it could be something bigger, like an entire book, or anything in between. No matter what it is, it's the thing. Me, my inner being, or my soul. Me, my soul, the thing. And in that bubble. And if I have the three things in the bubble and I feel good, right? I feel peaceful, I feel calm, or I feel happy, or I feel elated, I feel positive, then I know that I am in alignment with the thing. I'm congruent with the thing. The thing that I have created or the idea that I'm working on, wow, that makes my soul sing. It's leading me in the direction of where I want to go in life. It is adding, it's adding, right? It's a positive addition. Now, what happens though when that exact same bubble where I totally felt good, I stick other people in it? Now, of course, we have our I don't know, soulmates, but like our besties or people that are truly in alignment with what they're doing, having somebody who's totally in alignment with your idea or your thing and having them in your bubble probably doesn't upset the bubble. But what if you just put everybody in your bubble? You put society in your bubble. You put the internet in your bubble, right? What happens? Well, that's when, for me at least, and then, and I've seen it happen in others, we start to get all this conflict. And so that's when I'm like, get out of my bubble. You're not getting in my bubble. I'm putting you in my bubble. I'm putting everybody's opinion in my bubble. I'm in charge of my bubble, right? I am in charge of what I think about. I'm in charge of what I focus on. I'm in charge of, I mean, literally, it's almost like, okay, I'm older. When I was young, they had this game called pickup sticks where you had all these different colored sticks and you put them in a big pile and you're trying to get one tiny little stick out without moving or disrupting the other sticks, right? It's literally our lives. I sometimes think of, they're like pickup. Sometimes, right now I'm thinking about it as pickup sticks. So you're looking at this big tangle of potential thoughts, right? And you're literally weaving your way through. You're weaving your way through your thoughts to continue to find thoughts that feel better, thoughts that are in alignment with where you want to go. And when I say continue, I don't mean every single moment of every single day. That would be madness. We could not live if we were constantly analyzing our thoughts. But when we find ourselves feeling stuck, then we can take a look at what thought path are we taking? Anyway, my bubble, I get to decide what's in my bubble. It literally helps me to visualize taking things out of my bubble and picturing my bubble. Some people are not visual. Like when I meditate or when I, in the past, and I probably still will, I do energy stuff and whatever, I see things. I'm very, very visual in that way. Some people are not. I know people who will meditate and they say, I don't see anything, but they feel stuff. Like they literally will feel themselves walking down a path or picking up a flower. And they're, not surprisingly, this person in particular I'm thinking about, a friend of mine is a massage therapist. So there's definitely like touches and the kinesthetic stuff is a part of how they move through the world. So you don't have to visualize it, but you can feel it. And if you don't feel it, you don't visualize it, you can just decide it. I'm deciding, right? And you don't have to use a bubble. You can use whatever imagine thing that you want. But what I want to impart to you is this idea that we don't ever need anybody else to agree with what we are doing, except if that other else is our inner being. So the only person, the only thing that we really need to agree with what we're doing is our soul, because our inner being and our soul never leads us astray from the things that are in our highest good, from the things that are causing us to expand in joyful awareness, joyful living, amazing allowing of the things that are calling us. I mean, it's our soul, for goodness sakes, right? So yes, the thing that we should be looking to, you know, is that. And if anything else is causing challenge, it's to get them out of the bubble. And then you think, well, great, if I just spend my whole life only answering to my soul, how am I going to move through the world, right? Because my boss, my job, I really don't, I don't want to do the things that I'm asked to do at my job or whatever. Of course, in life, there's really three things, right? We do what is necessary, then we do what is possible, then the impossible becomes possible. So when I say we do what is necessary, of course, this is not about, well, having a job is not in my bubble. We just go off and quit our jobs and then like, paying rent is not in my bubble. And then like, wow, now I'm like sitting under a bridge. I have nowhere to go. It's not about taking our lives and putting them into disarray over this concept. It's about saying, yes, today, is it necessary for me to go to my job? Well, actually, I'm choosing to go to my job because I actually like getting paid right now and actually paying rent and having food. But I can also use the power of my mind, and the law of attraction is always working for me. And I can start imagining things that are better and moving into a place where I can feel my way to it and start imagining that as a possibility. And then when an opportunity comes my way, an opportunity for maybe a new job or a new place to live or a new whatever it is, I can say, okay, let's get in my bubble and test this out. There's me, my soul, and this potential new job in my bubble. How does that feel? And if that feels great and it works out in your life as well, then you make a step towards it. Does that make sense? So this concept is about when you are in the process of making choices or when you're in the process of creating things, what's in your bubble? Now you can also use this in terms of having a job, and I have had jobs. I've worked in corporate America and managed big partnerships with big companies, both nationally and internationally. So I know there's all sorts of people that we have to please, you know, so to speak, to move forward in life and be there in our job. Remember this. Our GPS, that's what I call it, our global positioning system. Our GPS is one of the things we should always be setting, right? Always be setting our GPS. Our GPS is our target. Where are we being guided towards? And if we are feeling conflict about so many things in our daily life and we don't know where to go, our GPS needs to be set towards a more general target. The target is, I want to have fun. I want to feel good. I want to wake up in the morning and look forward to my day. I want to move through the world in a way that feels right to me. I want to feel relief, healthy relief. I want to feel joy. I want to laugh more. Go ahead and set your GPS target to those things so that when you do get in your bubble to discern whether something feels right for you or not, you're not tangled up in the to-do list. And you're not tangled up in what other people are expecting of you, but you're reminding yourself of the bigger picture, and that'll help clear things up. Again, this isn't a tool for all things and in all places, but honest to gosh, every single time I post something on Instagram, if I go, something doesn't feel right, I go in and I check, do I feel right with this post? If it's just me and my soul and this post, how do I feel? And if I'm like, you know what, I was too sarcastic in that post, and I love sarcasm to some degree, but I'm not a sarcastic person. It doesn't work for me. I was trying to be funny. I take it down, or I change it, or I go, you know what, I don't really want to share that yet. I'm not ready to share that part of my life. I take it down, and then I feel so much better. The times when I post something, I don't even care, and I'm giggling because my Instagram has like 3 people on it, like my mom and 2 friends, but it's like, if I post something and I feel in alignment with it, I literally don't care who sees it. And invariably, those are the posts where I'm giggling like crazy and I don't even care if anybody sees it. And I'm just totally in alignment with it. Of course, those are the posts that people actually respond to. Why? Because like moths to a flame, joy responds to joy. You know, so awesome. Anyway, let me take a breath to say, I meet so many people, either working with them or moving through my life or now traveling more, and everybody has these things that spark them, these ideas and these dreams, and I want to say it, we're judging ourselves, right? I shouldn't do this idea, it's dumb, or I shouldn't do this, somebody else has done it before, or I'm not an expert at it, or I don't, take all that away. Take all of that away and ask yourself, when I do this thing, does it bring me joy? When I do this thing, does it light me up? When I think about doing this thing, does it bring me joy? Does it light me up? And then, yes, do that thing. Why? Because the important part, it's the light. It is the expansion. It is the thing that you become because you're doing the thing that you like. I'm doing a podcast. It's new. I haven't really told anybody about it. Some people have listened to it. I've gotten positive feedback. Maybe people, you know, who knows? But here's what's happening. I'm doing this podcast. It is lighting me up. Doing it, thinking about it, talking right now, thinking about talking later, the ideas flowing through me. And because of this, more opportunities are coming into my life. Like, hey, would you like to do this improv show that you would adore? And I'm like, yes. And I am also just naturally more uplifting. I'm walking around and I'm running into people and they're saying, oh, I got this going on. What do you think? And I go, blah, 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 blah. And something pops out of my mouth and they're like, oh my gosh, that was amazing. And I was like, yeah, that was cool. That just popped out of my mouth. So because I'm doing a thing that sparks joy, I'm walking around in a more uplifted state. And because of that, just moving through the world, that's how you change the world. I mean, yes, your thing might, the actual thing might help people, right? But again, it's a small part. It literally is a small part of the fact that we are all vibrational beings. This world is vibrational. The universe is vibrational. We're playing in vibration. And when you follow your stuff and you stay, you maintain your bubble, me, my soul, and the things that I'm thinking about and looking at doing, you cannot help but make the world a better place simply by being in a better place, right? And we are here to do things because that's why we're on a planet that has stuff, right? Gravity and materials with which to, and bodies and things to move around. So yes, all this to say, get out of my bubble so that I can be in my bubble having an amazing time while you're in your bubble having an amazing time. And then we're all partying in our bubbles together, still communicating, still communing, still yes-anding in this amazing thing called life. Thanks for listening.
You have just listened to Expect Butterflies, the Law of Attraction channel with Alora Cheek, and I hope you have an incredibly aligned day. You can catch more at expectbutterflies.com.